So a study has come out. This is gonna make some people mad coming off the heels of Transgender Day of Visibility. This is on InfoWars. Most gender confused children grow out of trans phase, landmark study finds. That's right. Even these autistic children who become hyper focused. And this is not a knock at autistic children. Please don't take it that way. But that is the crew that seems to find themselves in this trans war more than any other. And it's because if you've ever spent any time around anybody on the spectrum, they get hyper-focused on something. And that's all they want to know about. That's all they care about is that thing. You know, I'm not going to sit here and explain autism to you, but you get the point. Let's read a little bit of this. So what I'm going to say before I read a nickel of this is you grow out of it. Don't cut your wee-wee off. Don't cut your boobs off. Don't listen to the internet on this. Just hang tight. Hang tight. You're probably going to grow out of it. I used to want to be an astronaut. Now I don't even like to fly. A landmark 15-year study found what critics have been saying all along. Most trans children grow out of their gender confusion by the time they are fully grown adults. Dutch researchers tracked down 2,700 children starting at the age of 11 until their mid-20s, asking about their gender every 3 years. The study published at the Journal Archives of Sexual Behavior. Is that a job? I work for the Journal of Archives of Sexual Behavior. Where do I put my application in? Anyway, it began with 1 in 10 children, 11% expressing gender non-contenderness, contentedness, to varying degrees. I guess that means confusion. But by the age 25, that's the number I was going to say, by the age of 25, just 1 in 25, 4% said they were often or sometimes unhappy with their gender. So that's a drop of 7%. The result of the current study might help adolescents to realize that it is normal to have some doubts about one's identity and one's gender identity during this age period, and that this is also relatively common, the research concluded. Gender non-contentedness, that is a word I have never used in a sentence, contentedness, while being relatively common during adolescence, is in general decreases with age and appears to be associated with a poor self-concept and mental health throughout development. Over the last 7 years, rates of gender dysphoria diagnosis soared in every state except one, with the average age of diagnosis trending younger, the Daily Mail reported. The evidence also highlights that trans movement has social contagion characteristics, as well as the medical industry's profit incentive given the sharp rises in gender dysphoria diagnosis in a relatively short period of time. I'm not going to bog y'all down with all reading all this. It's on InfoWars.com. And, you know, y'all can say what you want about InfoWars, but the study is a legitimate study. You can kind of weave through the context of it all. So long story short, don't cut it off. Don't sew it up. Keep it. Get over it. You're young. You're confused. It sucks. You know, y'all know the kids that do this. It's never, ever. Well, I don't want to say never, ever. Generally speaking, it's never the jock or the cheerleader that decide they want to be something they ain't. Now, sometimes they'll end up being gay, and that's fine. You know, that happens. There was a former WWE wrestler. I can't remember his name. He wasn't a big superstar, but a big old steroided up. I mean, big old bodybuilder looking dude. Canyon. Anyway, he decided to become a she after he was married for years, had kids, the whole nine yards. But he was in his 30s, late 30s, early 40s. Now he's a female bodybuilder. Well, no, he's a guy bodybuilder without a wee-wee. And he got fake boobs. He's just a freak. But if you decide later in life that that's the path you want to take, albeit a stupid one, by all means, go ahead. Go ahead. One last dude for other dudes to have to contend with in the market for good women. Bye. Let's take a break. Come back. Try to right the ship a little bit here. We got a study coming out. We got a study that's come out. Found it last night. Y'all may be shocked to hear this. Did you know that? Because we could have never seen this coming. Enrollment in school is at an all-time low post-COVID. We'll be right back on the Clay Edwards Show.